Now in Colorado's morning news, the S&P 500 closed at another record high as markets continue to rebound, and it all comes ahead of this week's key Federal Reserve meeting, which is expected to drive investor behavior.
So should we expect more records this week? Let's find out with day trader, friend of the program, Jay Ratliff, on our live line. Good morning, Jay. April, Marty, and Pat with you.
Hey, good morning, all.
So the S&P 500 hits a new high as the markets rebound. Will that continue, do you think?
At this point in time, there's very little things on the forefront that's of an immediate concern. So I think things are going to kind of oscillate back and forth as where we're at right now. And as the week progresses, unless we get a real curveball from the Fed, I suspect that things will just continue. The Fed chair has done a very good job since he took over, trying to be as transparent as he could so that even if the news isn't necessarily what investors want to hear, it's telegraphed far enough in advance so that nothing really catches them off guard. It's not been the case with some of the past Fed chairs, and Wall Street really welcomes that. And that's one of the reasons that we've seen not as many volatile sessions that have been driven by surprises that have come out on behalf of the Fed.
Is this Fed chair as concerned about the I word inflation as you and others are, and as much as should be?
In front of microphones? No, not at all. Behind closed doors, yes. I think that there's a definite concern there, especially given the fact that we're seeing just an increasing situation where we're having a shortage of workers, which are now an endangered species. It seems like every employee now is an essential employee because we have so many jobs that are open, so many positions that have yet to go unfilled. It's hamstringing the small businesses all the way up to the large corporations, to the point that it's really affecting them. Even the TSA, they had issues where they were trying to hire 6,000 employees 3 and 4 months ago for the busy summer travel season. They were only able to get 3,000 people to apply and be accepted, and now they're offering a $1,000 signing bonus to try to kick more people into gear. But if we have fewer employees and it changes businesses and forces the price of goods and services up, and that happens rapidly, then inflation is something that could very, very well happen. And that's certainly a concern, at least now, on the back of the mind of every investor on Wall Street.
Jay, you mentioned the TSA. Well, they screened 2 million passengers, the highest daily number since the pandemic started. So the demand is just there. And also the airlines are dealing with some other issues as well. Some of them are now charging a $1 tax for climate change. What's that all about?
Logan Air out of Scotland, they've decided that they're going to have every ticketed passenger assessed with a $1 climate change tax as far as the climate, so that they can divert that money to windmill farms, reforestation, and other types of things that are global friendly, so to speak. And Pat, as you know so well, the airline industry is follow the leader. That's what this group does. So if you're not charging this tax, other people are going to say, well, you don't care about the planet. Everybody needs to be doing this, and we'll see it. Plus, the issue is going to be, Jay, it's just a dollar. Come on. But when you have a normal year, 900 million people flying, and you have that much money going into there, if $1 means you care, then $5 means you care more. So those taxes would go up, especially from the people that don't like us who fly, saying that we're killing the planet. So they would increase those taxes as a penalty for doing so. So, my friends, we get started down that path, it's going to get ugly and fast.
But just a week ago, you had the Fed chair mentioning how climate change could negatively impact the world economy. So maybe there is some there. While we've got John Jay, China reports a variant outbreak. Could that rattle Wall Street?
You know, it could, April. And when you hear the words that are coming out, that they're finding symptoms that are different and more dangerous than those that they saw with the initial version of the coronavirus, you just shudder to think what could happen if this actually spread to the point that it became another country crisis, continent crisis, and then became a world crisis again. I just cannot imagine what this country would go through if we had to go through another round of what we've had to go through for the last year and a half. So hopefully this isn't going to be something that's going to become an issue. But the more that we hear of it, the more concerns on Wall Street, that's going to lead to selling, and it could get things ugly. Hurry if we see this thing spreading farther than what a lot of people imagine.
You can find more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.